You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I am Yamla, your host, your guide, a teacher for some and a soft place to fall for others. And I was a miserable failure in my relationships until I loved myself enough to be able to share my love with other people. Welcome to the R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. Grand Rising, and welcome to the R Spot, that place where we look into, dig into, investigate relationships, all things relationships. I am Yamla, your guide, your host, your support, the facilitator of consciousness that will support us all in creating more fulfilling, loving relationships in every area of our life. Well, I'm going out on a limb today. I'm calling forth and talking to the men. Although I know men always listen to the R Spot, I know because when I see them in the Walmart, they tell me. But today I'm calling them forward and asking them to talk about something that I think may be a little challenging, difficult, uncomfortable for them. And that's, how do men deal with heartache, heartbreak? How do men deal with cheating? You know, women, we talk about it all the time. He did this, he did that. The woman called me, I called her. The man called me, I called him. But how does the average man deal with heartbreak, heartache, betrayal that we call cheating? As women, when we feel that our partner, our loved one has stepped out on us, we will cry, we will cuss, we will shop, we will do a major investigation. Have you ever done a major investigation just to prove what you already know is true? You know, following the car, digging in the phone, checking the emails. Women will do that. Do men do that? Women will call their girlfriends and talk bad about him. Do guys call their friends and talk bad about her? We will eat and eat and eat, sometimes drink or smoke, engage in happy flowers. We'll do whatever is required to numb the pain, to dull the hurt. But today, I want to know what men do. What do you do when you discover that the person you're with is cheating, is betraying your trust? What do you do? Does it hurt you? Does it send you shopping? So today, we are going to talk to the men. I want to know how they deal with heartache, heartbreak. I want to know what they're learning. I want to know if they know that they're learning. I want to know so that as women, we get to hear it and have another consideration. Because sometimes I think women don't think that men feel. We're going to find out different today. Here's my first caller. Greetings, beloved, and welcome to the R Spot. Today, I want to talk about how men deal with heartache, heartbreak, betrayal when they find out that the one they love is stepping out on them. So what are you bringing to the table today?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. It's a blessing to be have this opportunity to speak with you, Ayana.
Thank you.
Well, I've been dating a sister for about a year. Mm-hmm. A little over a year, and we've been knowing each other for about 2.5-3 years, even contemplated marriage, everything going pretty good, except for about the last 4 months, been a lot of agitation, a lot of tense energy coming from her, things of that nature. Now, she does have a past far as trauma, things of that nature. She talked about things growing up in her childhood. She didn't grow up with a mother. She grew up with a great auntie. She became a widow, I think, after about 4 or 5 years, maybe about 6 years of marriage. She became a widow. Her husband was violently killed. Then she got in a couple more relationships, had 2 more children by 2 different men who cheated on her and did all kind of things. And it's been times where the tension would come up, and I'd be like, you need to talk to me, communicate. And she would be like, no, I fix it myself. You're not here to fix me, you know. So I'll make a long story short. Everything's going good. So probably about 4 months ago, this tension started, right? And then I noticed a pattern. She would go out with her friends, or she might have an event, and it always would be a Saturday. And I would hear from her maybe 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then maybe right before she goes out, you know, maybe 8 or 9. And then I wouldn't hear from her no more that night. Until the next morning. Now, she has keys to my loft, not come home. So her excuse would be was that she got a little tipsy. She just went home with a friend. But I would brush it off, you know. Then one incident, we were in my car. And when you do plug your phone up to my car, which is Apple Play, text messages and things like that will pop up on the screen. So she had one text message from a guy named Chocolate Lumberjack. So I was like, okay.
Wait a minute. Chocolate Lumberjack.
Yes. So I asked, I was like, who is Chocolate Lumberjack? She wouldn't tell me. None of my business, because it's not her, because she said that's her phone, not my phone. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. How can you contemplate someone about marriage, but you don't want to, you know? So anyway, that went on for about 2-3 days. Then she finally said, that's my co-parent. That's my baby daddy or whatnot. And it just still didn't sit right. And like I say, I've been knowing her for about 2.5, maybe 3 years, but I've never set foot in her house.
What?
Never. Yeah, and that threw me off. And I don't know. Maybe I'm 47 years old, and it's just like, you know, I know African American black women, us. I'm an African American black male. I know the plight that we've been through. I know women who have been just tormented through trauma, but to me, trauma explains your behavior, but it doesn't make it an excuse. And she always uses her trauma as an excuse.
So you never met her children?
Yes, I met her children. Her children have spent the night at my house, at my loft. Now I have a 1-bedroom loft. So they're making pallets on the floor. It's times I travel and with my occupation. She has access to my part, to my loft, and she will actually spend the night here with her children. Won't even stay at her house. I know your episode, you know, is about men who cheated on and trying to recover, but I'm in a state to where I'm like, I haven't caught her in the act, but things are just not adding up. Then again, I don't know. Maybe she's schizophrenic, bipolar. I don't know. But to me, it's, I feel bad if I just cut her off. But at the same time, people telling me like, it doesn't add up.
Okay, let's stop here for a moment. I want you to just take a breath. Take a breath. You know, there's an ancient African proverb that says, "He who knows does not die like he who does not know." So I want to ask you, beloved, this is a hard one. This is a pearl for clutching. Is this woman betraying your trust?
Yes. Yes, that I can say.
Okay. And you want to marry her?
No. No, it's
okay.
It's,
so you're acting like you don't know that you don't want to marry her.
But see, this came about the last was Saturday. So until then I was, but now it's kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. Now it's like, no, I've even stressed it to her. Like, we cannot move on. But she's like, I'm projecting. I'm making a bad decision. She's the best thing, you know, this and that.
That's the same thing. That's the same thing fried food will say to you. I'm good. I taste good. I look good. It's not going to tell you that it's clogging up your heart arteries. If you could talk to a piece of fried chicken, it's not going to tell you I'm making your arteries hard and getting ready to kill you.
Right.
So let me ask you this. First of all, thank you for your honesty. And I'm sure this can't be easy for you. But I want to work it down so that you don't die like you don't know. Okay? And die doesn't mean end your life. It means end this relationship. It means, you know, diminish your self-worth. It means diminish your dignity, your pride. That's what I mean when I say die.
Right.
So if you know the truth and you can make a conscious, powerful choice based on what you know and you trust yourself, then you won't end up getting beat up, beat down, and crazy. There's a lesson here. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been cheated on before?
Yes.
Oh, you have been. Okay. So it might be a little hard for you to say, I cannot believe this is going on again, right?
Right. And then, like I say, the previous times, well, it was not caught in the act, but, you know, through text messages and through another second source, and then it finally came out. And see, here it's like in my mind, and then she is telling me I'm projecting, that's, you're insecure, you know, things of that nature. And like I say, she would say that she didn't answer the phone because she was, you know, either intoxicated sleep or she just wanted some time for her.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Stop it. Don't you know those are lies?
Yeah.
Okay. So stop acting like you don't know that.
Right. I can accept that. But my thing is, I hate being in limbo when she's trying to.
You're not in limbo. You're in denial. You are not in limbo. Stop it. I'm not going to participate in that with you. You are not in limbo. You are in denial.
Yeah.
So let's dispense of her first. And then we'll get to the lesson for you. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules meals a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's pick up where we left off. First of all, how does this make you feel to know that somebody you considered marrying is betraying your trust, is being dishonest, and is violating your relationship, again, your relationship with them? How does that make you feel?
It's very crippling.
What does that mean, crippling?
As far as emotionally, it makes I'm an electrical contractor by trade. I do community service. I have a youth mentorship group, and I'm also a full-time student. And it is so emotionally it drains me from being able to. Well, I say the past couple of days, because since the last incident, which was Saturday to Sunday morning, it's just I cannot function because I'm constantly thinking about what did I do wrong, you know, am I wrong? So it's just this conundrum going on in my head where I cannot figure out what is going on. I can't perform as far as schoolwork.
Tell me why. Why is this crippling you? Because even if she's not cheating, there are so many red flags that you are justifying. The issue is not what she's doing, beloved. The issue is what you're doing to yourself. Even if she's not cheating, you don't trust her. You know she lies. She's telling you it's none of your business. Oh, no. You've never been to her house. How are you justifying never going to her house? Never sitting down at her kitchen table and having a meal? Never sleeping in her bed? How do you justify this? This isn't about what she's doing. It's about what you're doing. And my question is, why? Why are you doing this to yourself?
I guess as far as just being at 47, you know, you want somebody.
I don't want to fail again. I don't want to fail again. Does that land for you?
Yes.
Yeah, take a breath. Take a breath. I could be totally wrong. Totally wrong. Please hear me. I don't have no investment in being right here. But I really sense two things going on. That you want it so bad, you're willing to accommodate anything to get it. You want somebody so bad that you're willing to accommodate anything to get it. And in doing that, you diminish yourself, you diminish your worth, you diminish your dignity, you diminish your self-respect. And then when you do that, you attract people who will support you in diminishing your value, diminishing your worth, diminishing your dignity, and diminishing your self-respect.
Yes.
What are we going to do with Miss Cheetah Cheetah Punkinita? What are we going to do with her? Let's get her out the way. Did you get your keys back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so good. You've denied her access.
Well, I've actually, you know, made up in my mind, and then with this conversation, it has totally reassured me that we're not compatible.
Period. That's it. Don't add nothing else to it. We are not compatible. She is not who I want. I want a woman who's honest, who speaks the truth. I want a woman who has at least some of her issues handled. I want a woman that's willing to let me into her life. This woman won't even let me into her home. We are not compatible. That's it. Don't go any further with the story, because you have a tendency to accommodate and excuse and rationalize people's bad behavior, probably based on what you saw your parents do and what you made up about it. We're not compatible, period.
Yes.
Block her number. Block it. And not only get your key from her, change the lock, baby. Don't act like you don't know this woman can't be trusted.
Right.
Change the lock.
Yeah.
I'm serious about that, because you don't know if she has another key.
Right.
And whether she's cheating or not cheating, whether the lumberjack is laying logs or whatever, because that's what lumberjacks do.
Exactly.
They lay logs. So y'all are not compatible, period. Doesn't mean that there's not a woman out there for you. She's not it.
Right.
And I really want to support you in not diminishing yourself as a man by accommodating that simply because you want somebody. I got somebody for you. I'll give you a couple of names and numbers.
Yeah.
Good women. Good spiritually grounded women. Because that right there,
Right.
When we clean up some things in there, you will draw to you. Trust me. Hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
There are hundreds of thousands of women out there looking for you. They are.
Yes.
I talk to them all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
You can get one from 25 to 52.
Okay.
But you got to clean yourself up.
Yeah.
You got to clean yourself up.
Yeah.
And this thing of looking at something and excusing it, rationalizing it. Again, no heat, no judgment, no, put down. Probably comes from what you saw going on with your parents. So you got to create a whole new structure. All right. Also, this thought about, I don't want to fail again.
Yeah.
And I can't have what I want. Those two things, we got to kind of whittle those down.
Yeah.
You want somebody who treats you well. You want a woman that's going to allow you to be the spiritual leader. You want a woman that's bringing something to the table, and you want to be able to be at the table. I mean, a year and you ain't been to this woman's house? That's crazy. You know, she could be living with somebody for all you know. But we're not going into that. She's done. Let me hear you say I'm done with her.
I'm done with her.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
How are you going to communicate to her that you're done? Because it's not just walk away. I want you to have your dignity and be in integrity. I want you to know that you can stand up for yourself and say no. So one, how are you going to communicate to her that you are going to, that you're done? This is it. I'm over. I'm done.
I'm done. I'm tired. I can't take no more of the blatant disrespect, just the uncertainty, I can't do the randomness,
Can I offer you a more empowering language than I can't take? Because that's like she's done something to you. I really want to support you in standing up for yourself within yourself and simply creating a boundary and saying no. So as opposed to I can't take, I'm not choosing to be in a relationship with a woman I can't trust, a woman who tells me it's none of my business, a woman whose house I've never been to. Just speak your true reality, speak your experience. Not I can't take, I'm not choosing that for myself, because choice is power. I'm not choosing this for myself. You got too much going on, and you don't have to save a hoe. You know what save a hoe is? The captain save a hoe. I'm coming in to save a hoe today. No. You're not the Indian chief to save a hoe. Okay? That's not your job. She got issues. She dealing with him. No. So let her go. And I'm not calling her a whore or demoralizing her. That's just a saying.
Right.
I'm not demoralizing her in any way, because she's my sister and she's probably a youngin' to me. So I'm respecting her. I'm not talking to her or about her. I'm talking to you.
So, yes, ma'am. Yes.
Done. By when are you going to change your lock?
soon as I get through with lunch, I'm going to Lowe's.
And you haven't failed. You've learned how to stand up for yourself within yourself, create a clear boundary, and say no. Next.
Thank you. Thank you. Much blessed.
Thank you for calling, beloved. I wish you luck.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. One of the greatest mistakes that we can make in any relationship, loving intimate relationship, family relationships, friendships, is acting like we don't know what we know. We know it. We know it. Certain things come to you. It comes to you as a thought. It comes to you as a feeling. Sometimes life will play the scene out in front of you. But if we don't have the physical evidence, if we don't catch the person with their pants down around their ankles, or if we don't hear it or see it, we act like it doesn't exist. Listen, he who knows does not die like he who does not know. Know what you know. Know what you know. And don't get into the person's psychosocial history about what they're going to do if they tell your truth, whether or not they're going to agree with you. Know what you know and make the choice to take a stand for yourself, within yourself, and create a clear boundary. It's just that simple. Greetings, beloved, and welcome to the R Spot. Today, we're talking about how men heal betrayal, cheating, being let down. So I want to know what you're bringing to the table.
I've been in a relationship for 6 years, and I used to internalize when my ex cheated on me. I internalized it for so many reasons.
Such as?
I didn't know if I was doing anything wrong or right. He wasn't vocalizing why he cheated. He wasn't there for himself mentally. I kept doing all the work in the relationship, and I know it takes two. But for the 6 years that I was in a relationship, committed relationship, he cheated so many times that I didn't give up. I had to put my foot down.
You mean you created a boundary? You created a boundary and said, no, this is unacceptable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I internalized it because I thought I was doing a lot of, I thought I wasn't meeting him where he was at and overextending myself, making sure he was okay. Like I was his father. It wasn't like, you know, as a child, I was growing up in foster care. It was like those protective factors for myself. I kicked it at a young age. So I'm always a caring type of person, but it's like I never had that received, like reciprocated. So I'm doing all of the nurturing when I deem it the nurturing as well. You know, I need to reciprocate it. Like it's a two-way street.
If I'm hearing you, in your 6 years of relationship with this person, there were multiple betrayals of your trust.
Yes.
Would that be accurate?
Yes, yeah. That's actually accurate.
Because cheating isn't just about the sex or sleeping with somebody. It's being careless with someone's heart.
Yeah.
That's really the core of cheating. It's dishonoring or violating an agreement or a commitment. Okay, so he wanted an open relationship. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
In a sense, but he couldn't vocalize that.
But you got the impression. Is that what you wanted?
No.
Okay, so he wanted something you didn't want.
Yeah.
So you said why he cheated? Because he wanted something that you didn't want. He wanted more partners than just you. And that's not what you wanted.
Right.
So you answered that question. Why did he cheat? Because you and him don't want the same thing. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's simple.
I internalized that. I'm like, why am I good enough for somebody? Him. I've known him for so long, and it was just like, you know, we were in a committed relationship, but clearly he cheated like too many times, and I internalized it. So with that, I felt like that's all I knew.
But you were repeating your history of growing up in foster care, where you could be left at any minute, moved at any minute, taken away from what you knew at any minute, when you didn't know you could trust where you were. You were simply repeating your history because probably what you wanted was a stable, permanent home. And you didn't get that. So you may have a belief that you can't have it. So in your relationship, you may have been recreating what you knew. Then we'll talk about that when we come back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's get back to the conversation. Now, where is the relationship now, you and he?
Yeah, the relationship right now, he reached out the other day and we started talking and he apologized. And I asked, like, you know, what I wanted, that closure. We were broken up for about a whole entire year. I was okay with that.
What does that mean? I was okay with that.
I was okay with that because he apologized, and it seemed like within that whole year, he changed. But it's only been one day, you know?
It's a trick. It's a trick. And the trick is not on him. The trick is on you. The trick is whether or not you are going to continue in a relationship who wants something different than what you want. If you are going to continue, this is another foster home, baby. He's just another foster home. And you've been in that foster home before.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go back?
It's a hard decision because he's all I know right now.
I hear you. I would be interested to know, you say you're internalizing. What does that feel like? What are you feeling right now?
I feel alone, that nobody understands me, you know? And like, it's just like alone to a point where I'm in a house, and if I go outside and people are, like, just random people are trying to talk to me, I feel like, oh, they're against me. Like, you know, like people can smile. And it will make me smile, but what comes with that smile from that person? Why do they smile at me? It's just like, I don't even know these people from a can of paint. So me internalizing what other people do is like making me standoffish in a sense.
And that's so common to people with your history, people who've been passed around in foster homes, mm-hmm. or who've been left by their parents. That's common. That's natural. So don't make it something that you know, that's specific to you or personal to you. That's a common human response. I get that. And I also hear that that is one of the reasons that you would consider being back in relationship with the person who wants something different than you do, the person who has betrayed your trust, the person that's been careless with your heart, but you're going back into that. You're willing to go back into that because it's familiar.
Yeah.
At least you know it. But here's the danger of it. If you don't know what's going to be different this time, and you go back into it, and the same thing happens again, you're going to beat yourself mercilessly, mercilessly, because some part of you knows better. I'm telling you, it's a trick. Not even a trick. It's a test, and it doesn't have anything to do with him. Yourself, your higher self, your true self is saying, are you willing to do it different?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to what's familiar. Be willing to be with yourself until you can clean up the stuff. That's what your higher self is saying to you. And I hear you. I hear you asking for support, for help, for a safe place to fall that you can work this through. So even if you want to go back to him, you want to go back to him different. I heard you say he's different, but are you different?
Mm-hmm.
Are you different? Are you, or do you have clear boundaries? Are you going to say no? Are you going to respond differently? So it's not about him now. It's about you.
Right.
You deserve to be heard. You deserve to be supported. You deserve to be loved. You deserve that. But in order for that to happen, you have to say no to the things that aren't loving, aren't kind, aren't respectful, aren't honorable. It's not about what the other person does, beloved. It's about what you do. Because only you can create the vibration, the energy, the environment, the container for people to come into you, come into your life and treat you well. You deserve to be treated well. But I really want to encourage you to recognize that you said the word closure. So after a year, your ex called you and apologized, and you can receive that. Let it be that. Let it be that. Because the broken, wounded, lonely, persecuted part of you will entertain going back to that because it's familiar. It's just another foster home. And you know that your time in a foster home is limited. You know that, right?
Right.
Get you together first. And then if you want to consider going back to him, you'll be different. No matter what he's done or hasn't done, you'll be different.
Thank you, Simon.
Tell me what you know now that you didn't know when you called. Tell me something you know now.
Just start beating myself up to give myself some credit.
Yeah.
That was closure. And don't fall for that trick. I'm like hyperventilating right and now. That's what it is. It's a trick, and a trick to me to fall back and to fall victim to it. And I shouldn't. I'm not. It's like I can't.
I choose not to. I choose not to. Yeah, yeah. Choice is power. Choice is power. Yeah, I love that you said give myself some credit. I love that. That's really good.
Yeah.
I also encourage you to know that a permanent loving home, permanent loving relationship is a possibility where you can get what you want and you can be who you are and you won't be misunderstood or persecuted. That's possible when you are vibrating there, when you are believing that, when you are holding that, it'll come to you.
Yes.
Your relationship is difficult because you're human. And as humans, we're crazy as hell. We're crazy as hell.
Yes.
And you want to up level your frequency so that you can attract what you want. How about that?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to get your frequency up leveled. Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling. Have a great, great day.
You too.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The human mind has a negativity bias. It just does. All humans. We will remember the negative quicker than we can assess and stand in the positive. And as a result of that, we will attract and create an energetic frequency that attracts more of what we say we don't want. Whenever you are leaning into the familiar, whenever you are leaning into what you already know and defying yourself, you're headed for trouble. You're headed for trouble. And it doesn't matter if you're straight or gay or black or white or rich or poor. If you're human, you're crazy. Just like me. So that's the R spot for today. Thank you for tuning in. In the meantime, stay in peace and not pieces. I'll see you next time. Bye. The R Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.